Thanks. You are listening to the Satellite Sisters recap of Madam Secretary, the CBS drama starring Taya Leone and Tim Daly. I'm Leanne Dolan here in Pasadena, California. I'm with my sister, Julie Dolan, who this week is in Brooklyn, New York. Julie, have you spotted any of the cast or crew of Madam Secretary in Brooklyn? Because I know they shoot in the New York area. Any spottings this week?
Not yet, but my eyes are peeled, Leanne. And you know how good I am at celebrity sightings. So I think I won't have any difficulty tracking them down.
For those of you who are new to the Satellite Sisters review of Madam Secretary, Julie's not good at celebrity sightings, but she is
not
good.
Not one bit.
He's good at many, many other things. And she's a great eye for detail on foreign policy. That's why I love having her along here on these TV recaps. She watches with the eye of someone who's lived abroad for many years, reads the newspaper, has an actual interest in diplomacy. And I'm a writer, so we combine our skills for this Madam Secretary recap. Okay, Julie, this episode was called The Lynchpin. And I think most people think they are the lynchpin. Don't you? Like, just personally,
the center of their own universe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you look at whatever your workplace or your family or, you know, your neighborhood, you feel like, oh, I'm the linchpin that holds it all together. So I like the title of this because there are a lot of linchpins happening this week. But wow, I really thought this episode had it all. Didn't you?
It was action packed, Leanne. I mean, when you consider that we had a hanging, a coup, there's a revolution going on. We had a SWAT team. I mean, it was just go, go, go the entire episode.
Yeah. Madam Secretary gets more done by that first commercial break than that designated survivor does the whole show. I mean, that guy just sits around in the Oval Office, gets nothing done, but not Madam Secretary. I mean, she made not one, but two trips to Algiers in a course of what, like 12 hours, correct?
Yes, I think she did. She does a little time travel there because within 24 hours, she went to Algeria and back twice, which I don't think is possible. But she is Madam Secretary, so anything is possible.
I liked when she had to make the second trip. She like got home. Oh, like light bulb moment. She's like, I got to go back to Algiers. Like, oh, shoot, I forgot to pick up the seltzer at the grocery store. You know, I was like, just change out of those high heels. Don't you want to put on some cozy clothes to get back in that Air Force 3 or whatever you fly in? All right. So this is what happened on the linchpin. So we have Madam Secretary. She is getting it done on the ground and in the air. We have Henry. He is wearing blue jeans and he's going all Indiana Jones trying to save these antiquities, which I love that storyline. And then we have the sassy McCord kids eating breakfast and inciting security concerns. So that was good. And then finally, in one just horrific scene, we have a deposed despot who's lying on a couch eating figs, staring into the camera in a silk bathrobe, like he's Hugh Hefner's, you know, meets ISIS. What was that scene, Julie? That was gross.
I know. When I saw him go for those plate of figs, I was like, don't eat it. Don't eat it. Don't put it in your mouth. And of course he did. So, yeah.
Ooh, a lot going on. And we have kind of a cliffhanger at the end of the episode. So the linchpin, fantastic episode here to kick off at the beginning of season three. All right. First of all, let's take the three storylines. All right. In terms of Algiers, now the U.S. is trying to
Algeria.
I'm sorry. Yeah. The U.S. is trying to get the madman who runs Algeria out of power and install a moderate professor, because that's what we like to do. Right, Jill? Are they always professors?
That's when we're like set up governments in foreign countries. Yes. We like, that's what we try to do.
Yeah.
You know, just put somebody in place, create a puppet government and take it from there. Yeah. It's been a highly successful foreign policy strategy of the United States for years.
Okay. So Bess is working with this tough talking ambassador who has personally brokered this deal with the fig eating despot, right? We have this kind of, he seems like the most undiplomatic diplomat the U.S. has ever fielded. Would you say that to be true? I didn't even understand that character.
I did. I couldn't figure out why he was cast. He does seem like a disgruntled legislator, you know, which I could see if he was a member of Congress, perfect in that role. But as a diplomat and as a diplomat who has sort of this profound relationship with the current Algerian despot, that was hard to believe. He just He just seemed like a political hack to me.
He was kind of bigger than life until he died. And then he was dead. All right. But you know, things are going smoothly at the beginning. It looks like this plan is going to work out because this guy, the ambassador, is the linchpin to getting this whole deal done. And then what does Bess do? She convinces the current president to run as an independent. And that makes the rest of his party mad. So this ambassador pulls his support for this deal in Algeria. He, you know, has a blow up scene with Bess and the president and the chief of staff. And, you know, he can't believe that they bailed on their party. And then Bess, she is talking tough, man. She is talking tough. She gets him back on that plane. It's all about saving lives in Algeria. And then the guy promptly drops dead. So that's storyline number one.
Yeah, I loved how they said he died doing what he loved. Well, actually, at the moment that he dropped dead, he was ranting against Bess, which I'm not I don't know if that was really what he loved. But I do think he, you know, the character was supposed to have loved the diplomacy bit.
I thought there were a lot of funny lines in this show. I have to say, to be perfectly honest, I thought there were some great lines in this particular episode. Just some nice little comedy with all the seriousness, a little comedy. All right. Second storyline we're going to talk about is, you know, religion professor Henry. All right. He is concerned about the destruction of priceless artifacts throughout the Middle East. And this is real, right? People, they keep, you know, these terrorist
groups. Yeah,
look
what happened in Afghanistan. Look what is happening in Iraq. I mean, Syria. It is, you know, it's just an incredible tragedy. And I thought Henry in particular was very credible in terms of his level of interest and how deeply he felt about saving this monastery that had these priceless apostle figures. So.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz. Your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, pros, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. Pros isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon neutral custom beauty brand. So pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros.
Right, because despite the fact that here in America, we think we're the center of the universe, for many, many years, that part of the world, the Middle East, was actually the cradle of civilization. So they have artifacts that go back thousands and thousands of years that hold huge significance. So this is a real storyline. And so while Bess is trying to fight the good front to, you know, get rid of the despot in Algeria, Henry is trying to fight the good fight through the back door of the State Department to get some of these antiquities out of a monastery before they're destroyed by the TV version of ISIS. And he wants UNESCO to go in there and send in a team of archaeologists into what is a very, very dangerous situation.
And yeah, that looked troubling, Leanne. I just thought, oh, that sounds like bad news. You know, it's a very unstable government, very unstable times. They have these terrorists there that want to blow up the statues. You know, it seems it was a very risky plan.
But what Henry does, which is brilliant, and I think a really promising storyline for the rest of the season, because I just want Henry to get a bullwhip and a hat and get out there. And start Indiana Jonesing some of these things. I mean, let's do it. He is a religion professor. He has ties to the State Department. He's military. He's trained. Last year, he was on that fool's errand to stop these, you know, uprisings all over the world. But this actually connects him to his specialty, which is religion. So I love this. So Henry's plan falls apart to save the artifacts in Algeria. Turns out it looks like they've already been taken. But he does figure out that the terrorists are using these antiquities symbolically, that they are destroying, they claim to be destroying them. We see footage of them, you know, destroyed stuff in museums. But what he susses out is that they're actually stealing the antiquities, selling them on the black market, and using the funds to fund the terrorism. So love, love, love this storyline. And Julie, you know what it means. It means Henry is on board with Black Dog Station.
I know. Black Dog Station is fired up, Leanne. I feel like this is an ideal assignment, like you, for Black Dog Station.
Yeah.
Last season, you know, when they were fighting, you know, internet terrorists, it seemed a little more difficult, you know, that they were going to be able to crack some of these big hackers. But this, you know, the stealing and reselling of antiquities, that seems right up their alley.
Dun, 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 dun. It's exciting. I mean, it's going to be exciting to see Henry in action. Okay. And then
nice work, Liam.
Thank
there.
You.
Nice audio.
Thank you. And then the final storyline is carryover and it's clearly going to also carry on. Somebody is watching the McCord kids. And we know this because they hacked into their devices. They had reversed the camera. So they were watching them. There have been threats. And so Henry took all the devices to the FBI and they want to get him checked out. Including Jason's phone. And here's the deal. As parents, Henry and Bess make the decision not to, quote, worry the kids about what's happening. So they just tell them it's just a routine security check. They're amping up the security because of blah, blah, blah. And the girls fall for it and just hand over the devices. But Jason, who's sort of the rebel child, the youngest son, is probably now like a sophomore or junior in high school, he refuses to hand over his passwords. First of all, I have a son like Jason who would totally refuse to hand over his passwords. So I related to this storyline. But Julie, I did not agree that they shouldn't tell the girls. I thought they should tell the children.
Yeah, they should tell them all. Well, first of all, that's a classic parenting move, right? To lie to your children. I mean, don't we all do that as parents? Okay, we lie about all things to our children. But they're so that was Henry and Bess. They are just regular parents. And they, you know, wanted to lie to their children. I don't think it's credible that they could, that the kids would accept this lie, because they're all old enough, you know, to kind of figure things out. And like most parents who have lied to their children, you realize quickly that the kids are smarter than you are and they see through your lies. So, so they weren't buying any of this routine security escalation.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was very believable, particularly Jason's reaction. All right, things got a little chaotic after that. We're going to take a quick break here in the Madam Secretary recap. We want to give you a message from our sponsor, Glossier. And then when we get back, we'll break it down, the stories a little bit further. And we have to talk about what I think was really a top-notch show for the wardrobe this week. Don't you think, Joel?
Spectacular.
We're the Satellite Sisters. This is the Madam Secretary recap.
I'm Liz, here with Julie and Leon.
Thanks to Glossier for supporting the Satellite Sisters, Madam Secretary recap. All right, Julie, we're back. Madam Secretary, the linchpin is the episode. We really thought it was great. First of all, I thought there were a lot of funny lines in this one. I mentioned it before, but I liked when the daughter, the middle daughter, said, hey, maybe I'll have a cute bodyguard. I thought that was really funny. Uh-huh. Just once in my life, I would love to be able to just walk, like stride out of my house and yell out, Blake, motorcade. Like, I love that.
That is such a sense of power. Yeah.
I liked when Jason referred to his parents as the Stasi. I thought that was a good one.
Yes. Because I think that is exactly what a very smart, teenager that's challenging his parents on an intellectual level. He's challenging them with good arguments. That's exactly what a teenager would do. So, I liked it when the parents also said, we already gave him the drinking talk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when Jason's caught. And then finally, I liked when she arrived back home from her second trip to Algeria and Henry just said, war averted, nicely done. I often get that greeting from my husband. So, all right. So in this first storyline, the Algeria storyline, really the most shocking thing was the execution. Did you expect that to happen, Julie?
The hanging. No, I thought it may be the first in terms of television, a television hanging. I mean, I was really shocked. I was like, they're really not going to do that. Something's going to stop this at the last minute. But then it happened. So that was that happens right at the beginning of the episode. So that's that was very exciting.
Yeah. And then Bess heads back there because she's got a plan like Bess always does, and she's going to make it happen. Henry said something about a general, and Bess makes it happen. And the next thing you know, they've gotten rid of the fig eater. They've got the general in. Do you think there are going to be further problems in Algeria, Julie? Do you think this is done there?
Yes. I think we're going to see maybe more from this area. Yeah. Again, it's the foreign policy of the United States. This never works, but they should go ahead and try it. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I did think when the ambassador died, I thought, first of all, what was the president of the United States doing there, like hanging out at the funeral? That seemed a little weird to me. There's a lot of behavior at the funeral that didn't seem appropriate
at all. No, I agree. I mean, there was way too much talking. They were obviously in a church. There was way too much talking. They're having a little staff meeting. And why is Bibi Newworth wearing maroon at a funeral? I just didn't understand why her outfit at all, because she's been at the State Department the longest of any of the characters. She's the one that is just the master of protocol. And there she is in a maroon dress when you know she has a black dress. So it's not, I didn't understand that as well.
And there was a certain casualness to the president just kind of leaning back over the bench, like, hey, I'm just waiting for the funeral to start. I don't think that's how it works when the president shows up at your funeral, but I don't know. So, but the wife seemed fine with it. You know, she seemed fine. she's probably in the CIA. Like, there may be a future role for her. We don't know. But so Bess made it all happen there in Algeria. And we know Henry now has this mission. We're excited about that. I'm just excited about Henry just putting when he puts the sunglasses in his shirt pocket. Why is that so attractive, Julie? What? I mean, he just puts it.
He can totally get away with that. I don't know. It's working. Okay.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling and chilling with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already Framebridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's Framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge.
It's so attractive. And most men would look idiotic doing that. But Tim Daly, putting the sunglasses down the front of a shirt, I totally believe that he's at any minute going to put those sunglasses on. It looks very real. All right. And then finally, the storyline about the kids. All right. Who do you think it is? Do you think it's the Russians, Julie? Someone has hacked into them. There's a very dramatic situation where someone calls the school and claims that Jason has a gun. Jason, of course, the holdout. He's got the gun. No, he doesn't. There's a SWAT team that comes in. That was very dramatic. And then Bess and Henry get this, you know, cryptic note at the end. We are watching your family, or we can get to your family at any time. Who do you think it is?
Well, my number one answer to these kind of questions, obviously, is the Russians. But I also think I'm worried, is it Jason? I'm worried that he is, this is some elaborate prank or some elaborate thing to get attention within his family. So I don't know. I'm holding out. I know, you know, he looked like the victim of these stalkers this week, but I'm not going to let him off the hook. So I have him.
Wow. Yeah. So you think that Instagram account with the red cups may just be a red herring? Like he set himself up for that. Oh,
right. Could be. I'm keeping that out there, Leanne. I'm not certain.
So, how about the British boyfriend that I am very suspicious of? How about the Brit?
He's a double agent? Well, there are a lot of British double agents. So that's possible too, Leanne. I hadn't really given him much consideration because we haven't seen him in season two yet. We've just heard talk of him. Yeah. So that's a possibility too. Or it just could be the plain old Russians. Yeah.
Could just be the Russians. Okay. Keeping our eye on that. We also, of course, every week keep our eye on the binders full of blouses, Bess's spectacular wardrobe. Julie, she was so on point this week in almost everything. We have talked about how sometimes the plotting of Madam Secretary is prescient, how it's incredible how they managed to be so timely. They tape these shows. When we spoke to the head writer and the creator and the executive producer, they said they work sort of 18 months out. That's how they think of it in terms of the actual timing of the show. Like in their alternative universe, this is happening 18 months later than our actual world. But sometimes the things they talk about on the show completely line up with news stories. And this week, completely lined up with the pussy bow blouse. Could you believe
it?
When Bess showed up in that bright blue pussy bow blouse that, of course, Melania Trump made famous last week at the debates, I didn't even know there was such a thing as the pussy bow.
It's hard to say, Leanne, but I'm getting one. I'm now convinced I want one. Okay. I mean, obviously I didn't want a bow blouse before because I was around in the 70s and wore them the first time. Yeah. But now that if Bess can do it and Melania can do it, I can do it too, Leanne.
Okay. It was unbelievable. Also, we had a stunning black on black suiting look. She had the black suit on with the black silk blouse. How great was that?
That looked right up your alley, Leanne. I mean, I could see you in that. You can definitely copy that. Okay.
I also enjoyed the white, the gathered, ruched silk blouse, a great blouse, just great blouses this week. And the white one was just kind of a stunning, innocent one. Great neckline on her. Loved it.
With that crisscrossing. Yeah. It wasn't really a bow, but it created some excitement.
It did. It did, Julie.
In the front area. Now, I did have one that I wanted to just drill down a little more on. Of course, I'm talking about the white blouse that it wore with the small little black bolero tie when she went back to Algeria for the second time.
Yeah.
Was that a black bra?
I don't know. Oh, Jewel. I'm going to have to rewatch. I did not notice.
Yeah, I want you to watch. I want others to watch as well. Was that just a tank underneath? Or did I indeed see a little black bra peeking through?
Okay.
Which, to me, was shocking given the circumstances of where she was. But Bess is her own person. You know, she does her own thing there. But not what I would have chosen if I was going to orchestrate a coup in Algeria. But, you know, it seemed to work for her.
And I also want to give a shout out to the blue. She had some good earrings this week. I noticed some accessories. The little gold balls were good. And then she had these blue earrings that really brought out the blue in her eyes. Fantastic.
Quite a touch of sparkle there. Yes. So that's something that we'll definitely want to add to our wardrobes, Leanne.
You know, Julie, I did have a conversation on Twitter with another Madam Secretary fan who expressed concern over her hair. You know, we said it last week. We're not crazy about the long hair. This week, they managed to give it a little bit of poof with, you know, curling it out at the ends. But this Madam Secretary Twitter fan said, I don't understand. Like, why doesn't her fashionista daughter tell her, Mom, you got to cut your hair?
Well, we can only hope that we see that in next week's episode. Maybe Bess will cut her hair in an upcoming episode.
Yeah. I mean, they gave Allison, they made her be the fashionista to separate her from the other kids and to give her something that her mom can't really relate to. Well, let's put that storyline to good use. You know, let's have Allison step in and say, Mom, come on. You got to go back to the layered
Your hair is droopy. Yeah. It's come on. Go back to the Brett girl look.
Yeah. We need the bounce. We need the bounce, Bess. All right. Next week on the show, obviously more into the kids' storyline. That was kind of the cliffhanger. Maybe we'll figure out who it is. You know, I like that this episode wasn't so much about the presidential race because I'm concerned that she's going to have to be out there campaigning and we're not going to see her going to Algeria twice in 2 hours. Like this week. So I hope that we don't do too much. I can't watch any more election stuff, really.
No, we can't. We're sick of it. I just want on one final security detail that on her second trip to Algeria, when she is reorchestrating this transfer of power in Algeria, she spent a lot of time chatting it up on the tarmac. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You know, she had the security guards around her. Yeah. But she was standing on the tarmac. And I can tell you, having spent a lot of time in third world countries, okay, you run on the tarmac. You do not spend any time. I could barely watch that scene, Lee. And I was like, get on the plane quick.
Yeah. And in one scene, it was like everyone was in black and she had that great white coat on. Like it was a great shot. But she was literally had a target on her back. She had, you're right.
We are concerned for your security detail. Yep. You need to review that scene and up it for next week. No more hanging around on the tarmac, please.
Okay. Good point, Julie. That's an excellent point. And I hope, I hope that she treats her security detail well, because details coming out in those WikiLeaks about another former Secretary of State.
Oh, yeah.
But bucking protocol, just like Bess did. I don't want to ride with you stupid ambassadors. Come on. I want to go to the war college all on my own. Anyway, that made me laugh. It kind of made me laugh. All right. We're the Satellite Sisters. Thanks to Glossier for supporting the Satellite Sisters podcast. You can find all of our podcasts at iTunes. We do a weekly show. It's an hour-long show about news headlines, life, things happening in the world of entertainment and media. And we also do a recap of this PBS masterpiece drama, Poldark. So you're going to want to check that out, too, if you watch Poldark. Julie, have a great week.
You too, Leanne.
And don't forget, call your satellite sister.